as hopefully we'll be able to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
No, I'm fine. Why are you hoping?
Did you see my videos that I posted?
I wasn't able to even look at what day of the week it is.
Oh, too bad.
It's much too busy. Much too busy. They're putting out watches, warnings all over the place. They're changing them, and I'm trying to keep up with the whole thing. And I even came into the Weather Center a half hour earlier this morning to try to cope with all of this, and it's still at work.
When you get a chance, go to my personal Facebook page and scroll down it, and you'll see two different views of the tornado that came into our area yesterday.
Yeah, I could imagine because, you know, in northwest New Jersey, where I was, it started about 4 a.m. in the morning, and we had a lot of rain, wind. 11:30, I was in the car coming home. I wasn't staying there anymore. It was just horrible. And absolutely horrible.
We had, you know, what's funny about the tornadoes around here, the last time we had a tornado that did damage was almost 40 years ago, the one that hit Cathedral Pines. What happens here is they come down, and because we've got hills, they skip. They skip, you know, they don't stay on the ground constantly. Like this one came in and hit a business in Sharon, okay? Paley's Farm Market. Did almost, I think, $60,000 or $70,000 worth of damage, destroyed all the greenhouses. The next place it touched down, really touched down, was on the White Hollow Road. There is a farm there and did damage there. And then it touched down for the longest period of time, about another mile and a half away from that, just south of Housatonic Valley Regional High School. There's nothing worse than, Pat, I was sitting at home and I was following this, and all of a sudden my phone goes off and it says, take cover, tornado imminent, right? Here I am sitting in my house with the dog and three cats, and I got one place to go, which is the bathroom. But you know what's great about being in this business? So many nice people. Scott Raber and Mimi Harson and the Hansons all sent me videos within minutes, which I posted on the Facebook page, Pat.
Right.
Almost 30,000 views.
Wow.
And you know how many calls I got from meteorologists and emails that wanted to use the video? And each one I told the same thing. You gotta compliment the Hansons. You gotta compliment Scott Raber and Mimi Harson. There's so much interest in nowadays when you can film a tornado. And I had two different shots of it. The Hansons had a faraway shot which you could really see it clearly. And Scott Raber and Mimi Harson had a great video of it actually moving along, and you could hear all the trees crackling in the background, and then you could see it lift up and then come back down. I mean, just some amazing views of, and this was a small tornado incident. This was not a big tornado, but it did a lot of property damage yesterday.
So. Well, so much for that, because tomorrow night, tropical storm warnings have been hoisted from southern New England down through the Carolinas. Tropical storm watch inland, flash flood watches inland, and marginal risk of severe weather with our tropical storm that also includes the potential for tornadoes tomorrow and into tomorrow night. Now, today will not be a bad day. Partly sunny, we'll call it humid, near 90. Tonight, turning cloudy, showers will develop late, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, rain, wind, and thunderstorms will be increasing as we go through the day and into the evening, 75 to 80. All of this will move out tomorrow night, and then we're left with Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, partly cloudy skies, humid, maybe a shower, thunderstorm here and there in the middle 80s.
How much rain will we get, you think?
That depends on the exact track of the storm, but right now, the exact track of the storm is taking it across New York City, through the Berkshires, to New Hampshire. From the center of that storm, just north and west, an average of 2 to 4 inches with as much as 6 inches of rain could fall. How do you like those apples?
Hell, 2020 continues.
So, yeah, a lot of waiting and watching. Right now, the storm is, let's say, southeast of Jacksonville, Florida, and it's going to be making landfall along the South Carolina coast. And then it cuts across eastern North Carolina and up through Delmarva, and then, of course, makes that beeline right across New England. There's also another one in back of it that I think they will name. It's going to become Josephine. And they expect it to move just to the south or southwest of Bermuda and stall. So we'll also have to keep our eyes on that one. But in the meantime, I will tell you that my procedure on Friday went over very well. Had a colonoscopy. Marshall thought I was going for my teeth. That was a torture chamber on Tuesday. But I have to tell you, this went over, you know, not a hitch. And it really was fine. And I was out. I was back home by 11 o'clock. I worked Friday afternoon. And they said to me, don't do a thing. Don't drive. Don't do anything. Yeah, I said, yeah. But I have to admit, the anesthesia was making me very, very groggy. But I worked Friday afternoon, headed up to the lake Saturday. Got a lot of the work done on Saturday. Good thing, because it started raining up there, as I told you, 4 a.m. Sunday morning, 11:30. I had it with the rain in the car, get Shirley, boom, home we come. And that's it.
You're going to have a busy next 24 hours, though.
Yeah, it'll be busy. There's no doubt about it. It will be busy. We are not under any, I don't believe we are. I'm going to check it again, but I don't believe they've issued anything for us at all. And I don't know if that, I'm not the National Weather Service folks, so I can't say much, but a tropical storm watch is in effect for Connecticut. Let's see what they did for our New York people. Flesh flood watch.
Yep.
Berkshire is it? New York, Catskills. Okay. And a tropical storm watch in Connecticut. So they have it out, and better be safe than sorry.
Yeah, we have a flash flood warning in effect. We have a tropical storm watch in effect, and we're still recovering from yesterday.
Yeah, and again, you know, severe thunderstorms and tornadoes are not out of the question tomorrow into tomorrow evening.
Here's what the National Weather Service says. Now until further notice, tropical storm watch. Now until further notice.
Now until further notice.
That's a way to cover your bases.
I guess so. I don't know why they just didn't say until
Tuesday night. Yeah, but now until further notice, tropical storm watch. Oh well, you know it's one of those things. Our community will come together, and I know Paley's. I know they already said in the news accounts that the greenhouses they lost, I think, are somewhere valued between $30,000 and $60,000. I know the community will pitch in and help them. The farm over on White Hollow Road, I'm sure. They lost a barn. They lost a tractor and some stuff like that. I'm sure the community will pitch in. That's the great thing about living in a community like this. When people need help, people get together. And the first responders, Pat, were out there immediately. And when I say by first responders, the fire departments, the electric company, the police, all the people that needed to be out there to try to make things safer were out there almost immediately, Pat. It's just a marvelous thing to see.
Well, that is great, yeah. And you're right, because years and years ago, when we didn't have cell phones with cameras and video and everything, we never, ever got to see what it looked like. until it was all over.
Well, now, like I said, I had two great views of it supplied by listeners, and I would expect by the time I go back to it later this afternoon, there'll be over 30,000 people who have viewed it, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it sure is. So,
there's incredible. Nothing like a good weather video to get people interested.
Yeah,
it's almost better than porn.
Really, and you know, everybody's just, you know, everybody is so weather aware these days.
Amazing.
So it's pretty incredible.
All right, hey, we'll check with you tomorrow. Have a good day today.
Yeah, you do the same. Bye,
Pat. Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.